98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. ABC News has learned the U.S. military is weighing its options in a potential response to Iranian-backed militants in the Middle East that have been threatening Israel amid its war with Hamas.
A senior U.S. official says there is deep concern an Israeli ground invasion of Gaza could trigger a larger war. The White House yesterday accused Iran of actively facilitating rocket and drone attacks on U.S. military bases in the region from Syria to Iraq and beyond, launched by militant groups from Hezbollah to the Houthis. Iran accuses the U.S. of expanding the war. The Iranian foreign minister calling on President Biden to stop what the minister described as hypocrisy.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. South Korea's military says four North Korean defectors arrived at a South Korean port by boat on Tuesday. It's not clear if the defectors were citizens or related to the North Korean army. Authorities say they plan to question them. House Republicans back at it, trying to unify around a candidate to put up for the speakership. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot under arrest, accused of trying to crash a plane while he was riding in the jump seat of another airliner.
Off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson is accused of trying to shut down the engines while in flight. Sources say he made a comment like, "I'm not right," and he moved toward the controls in the cockpit. This man was in seat 1A and says he had no idea what was going on. At first, a flight attendant said they had a medical emergency and had to land immediately.
I was actually asleep while this was going on, and when I woke up, the pilot had clarified and said, "We're landing in Portland," and said there was a disturbance in the cockpit.
He says when they landed, that third pilot was marched out in handcuffs by police. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Emerson is facing 83 counts of attempted murder. At least seven people are dead after a massive pileup on Interstate 55 in Louisiana. Authorities say a mix of smoke from marsh fires and dense fog led to a super fog that caused more than 100